بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about preparing for life, preparing for death, meaning preparing for eternal life. We were talking about the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that reality which is real and absolutely unarguably it will happen. There is no doubt about it, and which is really the only certainty that we have, which is that one day we will go into the other life, to the alam al-barzakh, and to our akhirah. And the doorway of that is called death. Now, the problem from day one has always been, and day one I mean from the time Ramadan Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought this concept, or explained this concept of the Akhirah, of resurrection before Allah. The problem from day one has always been the inability of for the human being to accept this fact. To the human being, death is staring him in the face. He has seen it in the case of his nearest and dearest ones, not once but multiple times. He has taken part in the last rites, no matter which religion, he has taken part in the last rites of his nearest and dearest one. He has done whatever needs to be done. I don't need to go into the description of all that different people do. Yet he does not believe that it will happen to him one day. He says it in so many words, but inside he doesn't believe. The proof of belief is action. Whatever it is, the proof of belief is action. A child who believes that his studies are going to get him what he wants in life does not need to be reminded to study hard, to study well. If he really believes that he or she needs to pass that particular exam to get into that college, because they really want to get into that college, because it will take them somewhere in life, they don't need any reminders. They don't need to be woken up at this time, that time, set the alarm, what are you doing? Nothing. They will study because they know this is what I need for my success. And so also everything else, whether it's your job, whether it's your marriage, whether it's the raising of your children. People who seriously believe something, they follow that. They do what needs to be done to get whatever they believe in. Some beliefs may be towards getting something, some beliefs may be towards preventing something. Take health, for example. I mean, I know several cases of people who are chain smokers, who are heavyweight, who are doing all the wrong things. Right, who used to drink heavily, and then they got the shock of their lives. They went for a health test, and the doctors told them very clearly, in no uncertain terms, that you carry on like this, and 6 months from now, 1 year from now, whatever it is, you are going to be dead. And so it's up to you. And I have seen people change instantly, literally overnight. All the smoking gone, all the drinking gone, living, eating sensibly, losing weight, and living a very healthy life overnight, because they believe what the doctor told them. We are Muslim. My question is, do we believe what Rasulullah told us? We are Muslim. Do we believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu told us? The one who can tell us what happens after death is the one who doesn't die. Hayyul ladhi la yamut. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, what we talk about becomes real for us. What we don't talk about becomes a fantasy. Let's monitor our conversations. Our conversations at home, at work, with our friends, even more so in parties and so on and so forth, are almost entirely, almost 100% about enjoyment, about this life, about the economy, about making money, about losing money, about natural disaster. Nowadays the big topic of conversation is COVID. Continuously we are talking only about this dunya. Even when we are talking about COVID, we are talking about how many cases in which country, how many fatalities, how many recovered, what new treatment, which snake oil manufacturer is selling what snake oil for COVID, and so on and so on. Even though we are talking about COVID with the background that you might get it and you might die, we still don't talk about what happens after we die. Because COVID or no COVID, one day we will die. What is not important is how we die, meaning because of what, whether it is COVID or whether a tiger ate you. But the point is what happens after that. That is what is important. We don't talk about that. We do not talk about that. And this is what I want to say to you today, that start talking about life after death. And it doesn't have to be a morbid conversation. It can be a very nice and uplifting and energetic and energizing and motivating and inspiring conversation about the beauty of the Jannah, about the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, about the shade under his arsh, about the meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his house, about receiving Al-Kawthar from his blessed hand, about crossing the Sirat in the safety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hifz and aman behind Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and entering Jannatul Firdaus without hisab. This can be a conversation. The conversation can also be about what happens in the grave, what are the questions of the grave, what are the questions on the Day of Judgment, what will be answered. There is a book of mine called The Questions and What Will Be Answered. So please read that book. I think there is probably also a series of Jummah khutbas on that. I will ask Umair to put the links for both of them. Everything is free. Please listen to it. My brothers and sisters, we have to make death real, and real in a good, nice sense. Many of us say, to small children, I can't talk about death because it upsets them. If it is upsetting your child, it is a remark on your raising of children. Because how is it that it upsets your child? Because you never talk about it. We have become, especially in India, we have become like the Hindus. The Hindus, they hate talking about death. The moment you mention death, they say, oh, ashubh hai. They say, oh, this is bad. This is bad luck. Don't talk about death. What bad luck? Something which is going to happen to you, whether you like it or not, is bad luck. My brothers and sisters, please, start talking about it. Start talking about death. Start talking about the life after death. Also teach children, and if you need to learn yourself, then learn it, the Hakamul Janaiz, how to give ghusl, how to put a person, put the kafan, how to read Salatul Janaza. Alhamdulillah, in our masjid we did, in Ramadan we used to do this demonstration of all of this. We used to do a demonstration of all of this, of, getting a kafan pool, completely doing the whole thing. And so teach them. Do it at home, teach them. And it will give you also a sense of the reality of the thing. I remember I was the janaza once in this Salatul Janaza demonstration in the masjid. And as I was lying there and people, turning my hand this way, that way, giving me, pretending to give me ghusl and putting me in the kafan and so on. It was an amazing experience. So I think it's very important for us to do these things and to remind ourselves. Because as I said, what we mention, what we talk about becomes real. What we don't talk about becomes a fantasy. It's just something somewhere in the back of the mind. Yeah, we know it happens, but, it's not me. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this real for us in a sense which will enable us to change our lives. Because that's the purpose. The purpose is not for us to do this and feel morbid. The purpose is for us to do this and wake up and open our eyes before our eyes are opened by Malakul Maut and to change our lives. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.